Hello there, and welcome to our Freedom from Pain recording program. With me here today is Bill Russell, and he has I saw him initially for severe panic disorder. Okay, Bill, can you summarize what happened to you and how did you get to ask for treatment? The first time you came, you were very panicky. Remember that?
Yeah, very.
Okay,
very.
So what happened? You have a broken ankle first, right?
Okay, I've had a bit of claustrophobia, and so when I broke my ankle, they put me in a splint. And that night in the hospital, I absolutely went crazy. I felt trapped, and they finally called the doctor, and he finally gave me a shot and a pill, and I went to sleep for the rest of the night.
Mm-hmm.
So the next day I went home, and about a week later, I couldn't watch programs. My claustrophobia magnified itself so much, 25% maybe.
Any kind of program, TV program, any kind?
It was mostly like Mission Impossible, where they'd get into a small confined place and get smuggled into a building.
Okay.
And I couldn't watch it, and then even the preachers scared me.
Why?
Oh, maybe talking about the hell and damnation and things like that, and I couldn't watch that either.
Okay.
So
what did you do for it?
So I would go over to this, like a health food store, and I'd buy a valerian root and try that out and mix 10, 20 drops in it, some water. And what I think that really did was occupy myself. I don't think it calmed me down any. And then 2 weeks into wearing this splint, one evening there, the loud noise starts in my ears.
Oh.
And so I went to an ear, nose, throat doctor the next day, and he said, take 250 micrograms of niacin. And I did that. That was an easy treatment, but it didn't do any good.
Okay.
And so about the last 3 weeks that I wore the cast, I was taking Valium. And that would help, except I wouldn't take it enough, I think.
How much were you taking?
It was a 0.05, and I'd take maybe one a day.
5 milligrams, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So did panic disorder become worse?
Yes, it did. It kept getting worse. But I got them to take the cast off about 4 days before I was scheduled to, and I took a Valium before I went. Didn't bother to brush my teeth. I thought I'd be fine after I got the cast off.
Okay.
So I drove down there. They cut it off, and I thought I was cured. I went down to the place where I keep my boat, and I bragged to the guys. I said, well, boys, I'll be in Catalina in 2 weeks. In 2 weeks, I was at Dr. Tong's office trying to get rehabilitated.
Well, tell me, before you came to me, what are some of the symptoms? I know you were just climbing the wall when you first came to our office. So describe some of the panicky feeling to our audience.
All right. I didn't take Valium after I had the cast off, and I thought I was going through withdrawal symptoms. So I went down and asked the druggist, and he said we couldn't take them long enough. So I believe the next day was better, and then after that it was all downhill. It was I didn't eat, and I couldn't sleep. I'd go to bed for 2 minutes, pop up, walk outside, walk out to the street, back into the house, and then back, lay down on the couch for 2 minutes, back to bed for 2 minutes. And that ankle, which wasn't healed, it got about twice the size as it should have been.
Wow.
And so I got looking through the telephone book about a week before I came to see Dr. Tong. And the place was close, and it said acupuncture, and it said that they handled mental illnesses. And that was I was one of those candidates. And so I made an appointment and went down there, and the first treatment helped me. It snapped me out of that, quite a bit of it.
What happened before you got a treatment? You were in our waiting room. Well, what happened?
I went up and told them who I was, and they gave me papers, and they wanted name, address, and medical history. And so I took it to, sat down and filled
out. I was referring to that you have to have the blind open or the door open.
And oh, still, yes.
Yeah, you still were very panicky.
Oh, yes. The room was probably 25 feet wide by 50 feet long, and I felt boxed in. And I asked somebody to open up the blinds, give me a little space in there. But I'd fill out one line on the application, then I'd have to move, go up the counter, fill out another one, then move back again. Kept moving, and I finally got the paperwork done. And then when I went into the examination room, I had to give some more medical history. Mm-hmm. And the girl, she sat there calmly while I paced back and forth, held my head, and gave her the answers.
So our first treatment helped you?
Oh, yes.
How much? Were you panicky afterwards? Do you feel the panic, anxiety after the first treatment?
I did feel, I was so much better relieved, but I did feel a little bit, some of it left. I did have a panicky feeling, but it relieved it so much.
Okay. And then next day, what happened next day?
Well, the next day, the panic thing came back real strong the next day, and so I took a Valium, and it didn't absolutely no good at all. What it did, it made that ear noise sound like an old-fashioned doorbell. And so I had got my sister to drive me down to the other office.
And, from San Clemente to Long Beach. We were in the Long Beach office that time.
Yes. Uh-huh. Mm.
So how many months before you say you're almost cured of this panic disorder, how many months did we treat you? You probably don't remember. But
it was really a short time, but as time went on, things just kept improving.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, then we start treating your ringing in the ear because that was driving you crazy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was pretty bad.
So how's your ringing in now?
It's quite a bit softer.
Mm-hmm.
And but I found one thing that if you feel real upbeat about something, then the ear ringing is softer.
Yes.
If you get a little bit feeling not as good, then it might be louder.
Mm. So today, both your panic disorder and your tinnitus, your ringing ear, is a lot better, right?
Oh, yeah, a lot better.
Uh-huh. What else did we help you with? Do you remember? Any infection, cold, flu, other things?
I know I haven't had the flu or the cold since I've been coming to your office.
Were you having it often before?
Occasionally.
Occasionally.
Uh-huh.
So what do you think about our treatment as far as your emotion and energy and so forth?
It's helped, really helps.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You're still coming for us to us for treatment. What kind of treatment?
Well, the anesthetic nerve blocks and acupuncture for the tinnitus.
For the tinnitus?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, anything else you want to add? Not really?
No.
Okay. Well, that concludes our interview with Bill. You know, he's one of the very severe symptoms with panic disorder. We most of the time, we were able to dramatically improve with this treatment. No drugs, no medication, and so forth. But anyway, so thanks very much, Bill, and we'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.